There you are. Disconnect. Hey. What happened?
Oh, yeah. I was like, dang, he got mad at $92? Like, geez, all right.
Now, listen, John, all jokes aside, I'm not pulling your fucking leg. I'm not happy with this other company. We switched over not too long ago. These guys suck. I'm done. You know, you guys, I've been with you guys for a year and a half. I never had a problem with you fucking guys. And so now I'm going to give you guys a shot and control everything I have. So I'm ready.
Okay.
All right.
So
now,
but I need to know what I'm looking at. I
$250 today.
$250 today.
$250 today is the transfer for Google Ads and Google Guarantee. All right. I'm going to try to simplify this as much as possible. Just to transfer those over from that other company and for us to go in there and clean it all up, make sure it matches up, it's going to be $250. Okay? Now, now for Google Ads, if you want to keep Google Ads, you're also going to have the budget of whatever you're paying into Google Ads monthly. That's going to be charged through us. We're going to be putting that into the ad. Make sense? Same thing with your Google Guarantee. Whatever your budget is for Google Guarantee, which the minimum is $932, it's telling me, for the 13 leads, that's the minimum, plus your ads is going to be added on to the $250 that you're already paying us every month. So your number is going to be based on that. Like, what are you setting aside for guaranteed leads? What do you want set aside for Google Ads? Where do you want your ads targeting? So it's not very easy for me, Mike, to just say, hey, this is the number. You get what I'm saying? So what I'm proposing to do here is go, okay, let's do the the transfer today. I got the CID number from you guys. Let me set the appointments. I got professionals in there. We'll go in there once they access your CID and say, hey, this is what we need to know. The minimum of 13 leads. Here you go. Let's make sure we're getting you qualified leads, right? What do you guys consider a qualified lead? What states do you go to? What states do you not go to? So there's more conversations to have to get it set up properly, but then they're going to ask you for the activation budget later on. If there's already some money in there, you're only going to have to pay the difference. If there's not any money in there, then you're going to have that minimum of 932. You get what I'm saying? So
there's a $250 transfer fee, one-time fee.
Yep, that's it. And I already got your CID. That's for Google Guarantee.
Then he's got to establish his budget for ads and guarantee. Is there any monthly fee involved with that, or that's that?
No, so your ads, you're going to set aside a monthly charge on what it is.
Right.
We do have a hosting charge, right? So that all gets broken down to you. With Google Ads and Google Guarantee, it's 20 to 25% depending on the lead. You know, if it's an out-of-state move or it's like $3,500, they might only charge you 20%. Or if it's you're driving them 20 miles down the road and it's $500 and you only need maybe one guy, it might be a lesser percentage or a higher percentage.
Yeah,
you know,
but see, I don't like working on percentage stuff, man. I haven't done that in years, to be honest.
I hear you. They give it's.
I don't.
Like I said, it's based on us bringing you the lead, though. I'm not talking about a percentage of the job. I'm talking about the lead percentage, right? So if Google's saying, hey, this lead was generated, it's a $120 lead, local splash is going, okay, we're going to charge $20 for us out of that lead. Because what we're doing is we're pre-screening those calls live. We're live assistance for you guys. You're set it yourself. Hey, I'm not computer savvy. So to have a group of professionals that are 100% computer savvy where you can just tell them, hey, I want this done with this, and them go in there as professionals for that, they're charging the lead fee for that.
Is there a contract involved with this?
No, you've never been under contract. All of our stuff is month to month.
Month to month?
All right, but I'm just saying this percentage. That's only that scares the percentage, because you're talking about I could pay, you know,
it's all scary until you're on the other side of it. You know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm sure if you go, hey, I paid $150 and they got me for $30 out of that $150 lead, I could have really got it for $120. That it was a $3,000 job. You're not going to care.
Right, but then here's the flip side of that coin. Then the job's only fucking $500. I'm still paying $60 for that fucking lead, and then you're getting 25% of that, that's $10. That's not good, though.
$10
yeah.
to Subway sandwich.
So what I'm saying, is,
or you could have never got the job at all, Mike.
True.
Yeah.
But here's the deal: if I'm spending let's just say I'm spending $2,000 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my budget.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
So you're actually charging a hosting fee.
Right.
So what is your hosting fee?
It's 20 to 25%, Mike.
first you said it was 17 for Google Ads.
Yeah, for Google Ads. I'm talking Google Guarantee here. I thought you were done with Google Ads, but yeah, it's going to be separate.
Yeah.
This is why, Mike, though, this is why we give you that tracking system. We just want you to be able to have your own transparency on it without ever feeling like we're over here pulling a fast one, you know?
Right.
You guys log into that, it gives you a breakdown. Hey, this is what you spent on Google Ads. Here's the leads that you got and the clicks you got from it. This is what you spent on Google Guarantee. These are the leads, the clicks you got on it. It saves these people's number. It saves where they came from, their zip code they called from. You know, what keyword they looked up to find you. It's got all the data in there. So everything that you pay money for, it's fully transparent. And you've been paying $250 a month for us for a year and a half. There's hundreds of jobs in there. We've already bought in for that. So if you could just trust us that we're not going to pull a fast one, it's worth every penny. It is. If it's done right, it's got to be done right. Success on the internet's all about working with the right people. And I think you know that already.
No, no doubt.
So
you're between 20 and, so if you're saying if my budget's $2,000 a month, and if you're at 20, so that's like $400
yeah.
that you're getting of hosting.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they got to constantly be working on it. You basically have an employee or an in-house rep. Put it that way. That's how you look at it. That's handling that.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you guys, but that's what they all say. And it's like, come on, man, I could do this. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times they don't really.
But the difference between those guys and me, Mike, is that we got a year and a half of already proving it to you under our belt.
That's just true.
So I'm not saying nothing. I've already proven it.
Listen, the percentage, because I've been down this road with different companies, the percentage are negotiable. So give me your best deal on the percentage.
I gave you my best deal. I've been giving you the best deal, right? This is what Google charges for it across the board. You can see what they charge you for leads in your own account that's there. Those are the same account, same numbers we're looking at, except for you actually have a human being in there monitoring it for you. That's what you're paying the percentage for.
So let's just say it's $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter on the job. It matters on how much I'm paying for that lead. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. The percentage out of the lead. So let's say a $50 lead, for example, is, you know, there's 20% of that $50. If it's a $500 job, right? They might charge you $50 for a $500 job. They're going to charge you 20% of the $50, not of the $500 job that you're getting. That makes sense?
No.
It's tacked on to the lead, not the job, right? So if Google says this lead is $92, because this is a $5,000 job, we're not charging you 20% of a $5,000 job. We're charging you 20% of $92 on top of the $92.
See, that's the problem where somebody...
You end up paying a little bit more.
That's the problem where somebody... Yeah, that's the problem with some of these leads. Some of these leads were not worth $90. You know what I mean? And some
of
them,
also, that's why I told you right in the beginning, though. You tell us that, and we can dispute it real time. We're partnered with Google, and we can put that balance right back into your account. So what it's going to save you and not having to pay for crap leads with having the professional in there is going to make up that 25%. It's going to take care of itself.
John, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I sometimes get Google Guarantee calls.
Right.
Where the person says to me, I want to move one couch from the second floor to the first floor.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't even pay to answer the phone call.
Right.
Do we just get credit?
Yes, absolutely. So this is what I was trying to explain. Because you just told me it's not a qualified lead. I don't do that crap. It's not worth it to me, right? You just said it out of your mouth, right? So what happens when a guy signs up with us on a Google guarantee, they go into an interview, and then the interview, we go, okay, Mike, okay, guys, what do you accept? What do you don't accept? What's qualified to you? What's not qualified to you? That way I'm not wasting that homeowner's time or your time even initiating the call. I want to connect them with the guy that's going to be able to help them, and Google's going to be able to collect their lead fee. We collect our lead fee on.
Gotcha.
So I don't want to waste. I don't want that crap either. I want to make sure we're collecting money, right? So if you say, "Hey, I don't accept these little tiny jobs. I'm looking for out-of-state moves." When we're pre-screening these calls before they're connected to you, we're making sure those are out-of-state moves, and then you never have to pay a lead fee for it in the first place. You won't even talk to them.
Not like that fucking Angie's List. They fuck you, man.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole reason that this program was invented, because they thought the Federal Trade Commission was just going to shut down HomeAdvisor by Angie's. And we tried to figure out, and Google tried to figure out, why the heck did people sign up with that in the first place? Ah, well, there was no spots available on Google. I didn't want to pay-per-click. I like that I could pay for a lead. And Google's, okay, we hear you. We're going to make this lead system, but let's iron out the kinks. Nobody likes paying for leads that are unqualified. Didn't turn into jobs. It was a dead phone number. Okay, well, we'll hand them to you live with the customer on the line, and if there's a problem with it, we dispute it for you. We get you your lead credit back. So that way you're not paying money for nothing, right? So it's designed to guarantee you ROI for your marketing budget. That's the Google guarantee. Instead of, hey, I'm just paying for a phone number. If I get it, great. If I don't get it, well, I paid for the phone number. I paid for the lead, not for the job, right? Too bad. You snooze, you lose. That's Angie's.
Right.
That's not this. But the problem you're having is it's not set up properly by a professional team. So there might be times where it does feel like you're paying for stuff you shouldn't be paying for. Or like he's saying, that's not a qualified lead where I'm moving a couch down there. The people that you work with didn't even set it up right to begin with. They just wanted to collect your money, get it up and running as fast as possible, and slap it all together.
So you're saying it's between 20 and 25%. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
What's the lead charge?
And if you get the bullshit lead,
yeah.
Screw.
So we can't just cop it at 20%?
Nope.
Okay.
Yep, and like he's saying, you can dispute it right there in your local Splash dashboard. I just resent you the credentials. So once we got it up and running, all you got to do is go in there, and you could say, hey, this phone number right here from this person, dispute, incorrect lead, and we'll fix it for you in real time. So that extra 5%, I'm telling you, it's worth it. We're going to make it back for you, and we'll stop you from wasting money.
I believe in you, but now here's the problem. Every time I try to, am I going to have like an account manager on my account?
Yes.
Okay. Someone I can get a hold of? I mean, like, a lot of times I can't get a hold of people.
Yep. You're going to be assigned an account manager, so it's going to be his job around the clock to answer your phone calls for Google Guarantee. I can't. I'm sorry, guys. I can't. I'm going to keep it real with you. I won't lie to you to get you to sign up with us, man. Yeah. I'll tell you the truth. But I do quality control. I told Mike, too. I sent him my number when you guys signed up. I'll resend it to you right now. So you could still call me directly, but it's just we pay guys to keep you guys happy. You know what I mean?
So let me ask something. Does my account – how often do we have like a meeting with the account manager? Like to see how everything's going or whatever.
Regularly, especially when it comes time for your budget. Like let's say you set aside a 13 lead budget or you put $1,000 into it and that's exhausted. And instead of it just going dormant where you're going, what the heck, I haven't got a lead in a couple of days. They're going to be on top of you. But anytime there's a change or a revision or Google says we need to do this, they don't do anything without running it by you guys first. So you're going to be communicating with them regularly, as well as you could reach out to them on your own at any time, both of you guys.
So if you go, let's say, if we want to make this change, you go in there, so you can actually, this person that we just signed up with, it's done? Huh? They're done. I'm just done. So if you go in, so the website that this guy built, because I understand if you screw around, you don't want to have websites down. because it could screw you up through Google and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, it affects your SEO. I mean, if there's discrepancies in your Google guarantee, your Google ads, you know, that doesn't match up. That negatively affects the SEO, the stuff that we've been doing for you, the making you show up locally there.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying if this guy here, he doesn't want to give me access to the website he built, supposed to be mine, and all that stuff, then what?
Oh, he's trying to hold it hostage? Well, yeah. Then we already have a website that we built for you. You just tell us, hey, this guy's holding it hostage. I go, okay, we'll make it look as much like that one as we possibly can, try to basically copy-paste the crap out of it before he shuts it down. And then the site that I gave you for free a year and a half ago will now look like that one, and we'll have that attached to everything. And he can kick rocks. There's nothing he could do to hold a hostage from you. You already gave the CID, so there's no way he's going to be able to stop you from getting into Google Guarantee because you have that. If you didn't have that, then that would be another problem. They basically own it.
Google Guarantee and Google Ads.
Hold on.
Block these other people out now?
So when you take over Google Ads and all that stuff, you can block those guys, right?
If they created it and they want to be some a-holes.
They didn't create it.
We gave them access.
We gave them access.
Yeah, then that's the same thing. You're just giving us access to it. You could also take access away. But the person who created it usually is what has ownership of the listings. We never take ownership of anybody's listings. If somebody cancels our SEO or cancels our ads and stuff, we release all that stuff.
Who's the owner of this? I don't even know.
Of what?
Of my Google Ads. I mean, Google Guarantee.
You guys. That's why you had that CID number there. That's how I know that's the owner's account. Only the admin has that CID number that you pulled up. So you have the original account. They have access to that account and are managing it. But the only way they get access to that account to manage it is somebody gave them that CID number. Or he was able to log in.
We had to give him access.
So we gave them access. Then how do we do that? We can always change the number or?
No, we take them off.
Yeah, we can get them out of there. Yeah, you just gave us the CID number. We can get in there and manage it. That's fine. That's all we need. If we have the CID, I could get in there and be the host. You guys still maintain the ownership and I'll kick out the other guy. That's already done deal.
Okay, that's
great. All
right, so what do I do with the $200-something that I'm paying now for whatever I'm doing? What happens with that?
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I'm like, you want me to charge that? Because I charge that. That's the transfer fee. I've ironically already collected your CID. Usually what happens is they pay, then we get the CID number and set the interview. You gave me the CID, haven't paid, and then we schedule the interview to customize the campaign. So
now you can't waive that $250 since I'm going with you?
It's a transfer fee. It's literally I gotta pay people to get in there.
Okay,
and do
all right, no worries. I got you. I got you.
It's just across the board. Like we have some things that I can do, and I can mess with, like SEO pricing.
We never paid that. We never
given you a free
we never
website.
Paid any type of transfer fees. I'm just saying.
No.
We never paid any
No, I didn't even charge you a setup fee. You went straight in at $249, and you've been at $249 a month for the last year and a half. That's it.
I need that web. So can you go in?
We've just been sitting back here, Mike, waiting for this phone call, basically.
let's prove
to this guy what we could do for the last year and a half, and eventually he'll go, let's run ads. Let's do the other stuff. You know?
So you should have never started with those guys. No, you're right. So let's do it. So what do we got to do, man?
So I'm just going to process the $250 transfer fee. I got the CID, and then I need to know what's a good time to do the interview.
Okay. Let's
And you're done with Google Ads, right? You're not doing anything with Google Ads anymore, or what's going on there?
That's what I'm saying. I want you to go in and check it out and see how that's performing and all that shit, you know?
Okay. So... So you want us to check it out, but you're not sure you're even going to run it anymore? That's kind of my concern.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You go and check it out and see if it's worth it or if I'm getting calls or whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's just I can't access the analytics on it. Let me see. Let me see if I can. And your Google Ads campaign, I know your partner's there with you. Were you guys running the Google Ads campaign through the statewidemovingco.com?
I believe so.
It's all good. I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to get all nerdy. I hate jumping in here, though, man. My eyes start watering after a while. All right. Yeah, I got two monitors in front of me, and there's just pages and pages of statewide movie storage.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Name recognition.
I got you. Okay. All right. Google guarantee. Okay. Spy pool. Come on, baby. Give me some data on this. Yeah, because I was trying to see what you were allotting into Google Ads. Honestly, I think it'd be best to just allot your budget towards leads. Pay for the leads that are pre-qualified and guaranteed to you instead of clicks. That could just be anybody, you know? They're not pre-screened calls. You don't even know if it's business relevant.
Right.
With Google Ads. So I'm not supposed to talk bad about Google's products, you know?
I know.
Any of them, but that's just my honest opinion.
I just know what works and what doesn't work, you know, but
yeah.
I want to know.
You're going to get the most bang from your buck if you properly set up your Google guarantee campaign. That's where your dollar is going to be most effective in generating ROI and jobs for you guys.
Don't you also want to just like the SEOs? Don't you want to like really more hammer them so it's then you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the SEO is pretty much at its peak of what we could do for it. You're showing up all over locally.
Why can't you go in different areas and
you
build pages out?
Different areas. I just had a couple of different areas too, but you can't do is, like, you get one verification, right, where we signed you up, there was like a postcard and a video call, you know, and then that verification is the Google business page, but you can't have 100 different Google business pages. The problem is right now you got two of them, and that all of a sudden just starts going down. Everything starts going down because you got two of them and you got discrepancies. So it has the opposite effect. You can't just start creating a bunch of pages. It's not going to work that way. Your click value on your monthly SEO, like the value that it's generating, this is, you guys can see it too. If you go to SpyFu and do SEO research, we're delivering like almost a $6,000 value to the company from a marketing standpoint every month. Pay-per-click research. Okay. It says you're spending nothing on pay-per-click right now. The last time you said you paid for clicks was September
2023? Yeah, that's not, can't be.
It can't be right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Clicks, paid clicks. This can't be. That's just for this domain name, the statewidemovingco.com. I don't know how long you guys have had that website.
Long time.
Long time. Okay.
Long time. Years.
18
years.
Years. Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah, it says that your this profile's been around for 18 years.
Yep.
18 years, 9 months.
Well.
Okay. All right. I can't see what's going on with your Google Ads or if we should do something with that. So you're right. I'll just, we'll just go forward. I'll get it checked out. We're going to have to get access to the ads too. We didn't create those ads. And I don't know if the ads are running through the Google business profile recreated or that other Google business profile.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm stuck with giving you an answer, but I'm going to have to just start working Google Guarantee. And then, if that's under that other domain name, and what is that other guy going to tell you? Is he going to take that domain name from you and hold it hostage if you cancel his services and stop paying him? Is he going to delete that Google Guarantee or the Google Ads campaign from you guys? I mean,
the Google Ads, I could give two shits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying there's things that are up in the air that are outside of just what we're able to access. Like, I can get the Google Guarantee stuff, and we've already been doing local SEO, so I could see all your local SEO on Google Guarantee. The problem is your Google Ads now. I can't access that without being able to access the other Google business profile that you have. It's almost like a different local SEO service that you have with a different business name. That could be what that ad's being run through. You get what I'm saying? You guys kind of created a bunch of different things. It's not just like I have access to it all just through what we created in this CID number. So I have to get information on stuff that we don't host. And so it's really going to depend on if you're firing that guy, what's he going to do? Is he going to delete that site? And if he deletes that site and all the Google ads is set up under that, then that ad's going to go away and we just got to create a whole new Google ad for you. And so to do that, you're going to have to say, hey, I definitively am willing to spend $1,000 on Google ads each month because that's what I was spending before with this other account. And you guys just recreate it for me from scratch the right way. And get that up and running. So that
way
you
put it this way, Google ads, I was only spending like $300 a month.
Okay. Well, that's the minimum anyway. So if you want to do Google ads with your local SEO services, that changes your monthly bill from $249 to $549. Then you have the $250 transfer, right? And that's just a one-time charge today. And then you'll have whatever your Google guarantee leads are on top of that, which is going to be a minimum of 1,000. So then now you're talking about going from $249 a month to you're spending about, what, $1,550 or $1,549 with Google Guarantee, Google Ads, and your local SEO all under one roof? That's basically your whole marketing and your Facebook too. I mean, we basically would have all your marketing and advertising under Local Splash at that point at about $1,500 a month.
$1,500 with that's including what? That's including
guaranteed leads from Google Guarantee. That's including $300 going into Google Ads, $100 going into Facebook, $150 going into local SEO efforts, the free website. I mean, it's your whole online marketing strategy. I mean, we'd be your one-stop shop for everything at that point. And then if you want to increase your Google Guarantee leads, then obviously that'll be disclosed and you guys will have access to it too through your tracking system. You let us know, we add the budget onto that as we go.
Well, because right now you're saying 13 leads at 900. I mean, that's another thing. Well, aren't leads negotiable as far as what you pay for them? They can go up, they can go down.
Yeah, I'm just going the median. So the average price or the median price is $72. They want the activation budget for your campaign to be at least 13 leads. So I'm taking the minimum number and I'm taking the median number. I'm taking the minimum number of leads, which is 13, and the median number of cost per lead is 72. So that means 936.
Yeah, because I think we're paying less for that per lead now, I think it's like, somewhere around the 60s.
Yeah, but then you're probably
can go up and down, you know?
You're probably also getting crappy leads. Yeah, it just depends, you know? If you're going like an out-of-state move, then you're going to start seeing those higher numbers. But the way they have it set up right now, you know, you're probably only seeing these little rinky-dink stuff. Like he was telling me, he had some guy got through Google Guarantee, said he just wanted to move his couch from one floor to the next, you know? That shouldn't cost anything. You shouldn't even get that call to begin with. So when it's set up properly and you're getting out-of-state moves, it's going to be in the higher numbers. You're going to start seeing higher lead fees, but you're also going to start seeing higher return on investment and bigger jobs, right, and a more frequent pace. So that's why you're getting these numbers and you're going, whoa, 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 whoa. But what I want to assure you is that we're going to give you the best possible deal. I'm giving you the best possible deal because I still want to keep working with you guys. I'm still interested in having you guys as a long-term business partner, right? So I don't want to damage that. I'm just shooting you straight on it. I would say if you put $1,000 into that, we could guarantee you at least 13 leads. It might end up being more if the lead fees end up being lower. You know what I mean? But I know that'll get you the minimum of 13 and the transparency will be there in your tracking system. If you guys want to bump it up to 20 or 30 after you're seeing what we were able to do with the initial 13, so be it. But that's how I like to negotiate. I like to come from what have we already done and proven, and then here, this is why it makes sense to invest this money. I'm not going to tell you, just throw a bunch of money at the wall and let's see what sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because see, if you go into my program, I mean, like I said, my dashboard, I mean, back in like June, July, I mean, you know, I could have 40 leads, 50 leads, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't pay like crazy amount of money for them. It was just a one time, you know what I mean?
That's yeah, those were also probably not crazy good jobs, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
I'm just shooting you straight. Like, that's just how it works. If you guys go into this client interview tomorrow and you say, hey, I want my leads on Google Guarantee, or not tomorrow, but on Monday, if you say, I want these leads to just be out-of-state moves, expect to pay like 90-something bucks for those leads. You know what I mean? If you tell me, hey, you're going to take everything, top to bottom, okay, some of them will come through less, some will come through more, and I know that the ones that come through less, you're going to get more than 13 leads because they're only charging you $40, $50 a lead now on those. You know what I mean? But you don't that's the hard part about Google Guarantee, and that's why this is like Google's hardest product to sell. Is they just, there's so many different numbers, so many different variables. And when you're talking to a business owner, they're going, nah, shoot me straight. What's the number? You know what I mean? So I have this conversation and I'm like, look, man, if you set aside this, I know we'll be able to guarantee you this in the tracking system. If you're ever having a doubt, you think somebody's not doing you solid, the transparency's there. You log in there, it'll tell you every single transaction, what lead it was. You have full transparency there. You'll know your balance, how many leads are remaining. You know what I mean? You could dispute the leads there. So this is just getting you in. Once you're in, you guys go through a couple months of it, then look back on it. You're going to go, okay, yeah, it makes sense. It's guaranteeing me return on investment. I'm not wasting my money.
Right.
So...
All right. You were saying before now the Google ads, you were saying like it was like 17, you got like 17% of that lead or whatever, right?
The 17.5% would be of the $300 balance, right? And so it'll tell you like full transparency. Like you go in your tracking system, you can see that over a year and a half with us, you've spent $1,725 on Facebook ads, right? There's hosting fees attached to that Facebook ads, right? So you
I think the Facebook's a bust, man.
I don't think so, but it's also like because especially not in moving, but you're only allotting like $100 a month to it, and it's you're in New Jersey, so it's like you know you run through that budget pretty fast. I mean, really, the Facebook's only effective with remarketing and advertising for the first like. 6-7 days, the first like week of your campaign before that budget is exhausted, and then Facebook's basically just there for people who are looking you up at that point.
So you can't build out anymore with the SEOs. I you know, like you said, you got Mercer County. It's usually like a 10-mile radius, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. You have pretty good SEO efforts. I was just showing you on a couple of pages earlier with your partner there. You guys are in the number 2 spot. Pretty frequently.
No, I'm saying about building different pages out. Like I said, you know.
No. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. That's when they started doing that, Mike, that's why everything slowed down. You can't do that. You can't have different pages floating around. Because it just, if something doesn't match up, the AI is not going to recommend it to people. It's not.
No, I mean, not pages. I mean, different areas. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
That's why you did your Google Ads, I think. And that's what I was telling you before. The only time I recommend Google Ads is when a guy does that. When they're doing our local SEO like you're doing and you say, hey, I want to cover more than what my local SEO is covering. I go, okay, well, it's going to be pay-per-click and we'll run those Google Ads in the areas that you want to cover that you're not already showing up locally, right? And then it grows. Then it turns from a $249 campaign month to month to a $549 campaign month to month. But you never just start out like that. You got to know if the business can handle that, if the business owner wants to do that, if that's within their budget. So you're on the starter program where I like gave you a free site, gave you the starter program, got it all up and running, and you've just been staying there with us for a year and a half. Now, if you want to do Google Guarantee, you want to do Google Ads, put more money into your Facebook, yes, we can have you showing up, covering more ground. Yes, we can get you more leads, you know, but it's going to cost more money. We can't build out on it without it not costing you more money. That's just the reality of it. It's the world we live in.
Right. All right, well, so basically just keep the thing what I'm doing with the,
Google Guarantee.
The 249 or whatever?
Yeah, we're always going to keep that. I never planned on canceling that. You want to leave that because that's showing good results over a year and a half.
Okay.
So that's there, right? Now charge of $250, that's the transfer over Google guarantee. We can schedule an interview on Monday. When the Google guarantee is all sorted out and we know exactly what you consider a qualified lead, they're going to ask you for that $936 activation budget. Okay.
Okay.
That won't be right away.
What about the budget that Google's taking out automatically?
Yeah, again, there might be balance in there, you know what I mean? There might be money in there already, and then you're just paying our hosting charge and the lead fees to get it back to that 13 minimum to start, you know what I mean? So it might be less. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you 936, because if they call you and they say, hey, actually, you only need to pay $230 more, and then we have 13 lead balance in there, you
right.
know what I mean? You're going to be like, heck yeah, because there's already money in there. You're going to be stoked, right? But I don't know what's
yeah,
in
yeah.
there. I don't know any
yeah.
of this stuff. So I'm treating it like we're building it all from scratch. You know, I don't know
exactly.
until we get in there. So I'm telling you, that's what they expect to be in there. You know, they might get in there and you already have $600 in there and they're just saying, hey, pay our hosting charge plus another three something. Might be only like $500-$600. I won't know until they get in there. We do the interview.
But like I said, Google's been charging me like every week or every
like
other week. 500. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You might already have it set up where you're going, hey, I'm spending $2,000. I'm just telling you that
yeah.
that's the minimum to activate it, right? There might
okay.
already be that in there. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well,
but once we get in there.
I know also if you spend two less, yeah, if you're spending not enough, I guess
yeah.
you won't be seen or, you know, all that bullshit. They, you know,
well,
you play
yeah.
the game.
Because they do have that bidding game where you're like, hey, I want all the leads. Like, you go, if you call me up one day, Mike, and you're like, hey, I want all these leads. And I'm going, look, you know, right now you're paying 96 a lead or 92 a lead. You're paying this much for these out-of-state moves. But if you're willing to pay 120, I could turn on max bidding at 120 a lead. And all of a sudden now you're getting a lot more out-of-state moving calls because Google's going to look and say, hey, I can make $30 more giving it to Mike instead of giving it to this company,
right.
you know. And so it does work like that, you know, money talks.
All right, so moving forward, who's gonna be my go-to person?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you. What would be the best time to do the interview on Monday? Because that's when you're gonna meet them.
Okay. What's a good time?
I mean, we're already after hours right now. You got me 10 minutes past my work hours, too. They don't pay me overtime either. I'm on salary, so I'm trying to get out of here.
4 o'clock. You get done at 4, man? You got back
yeah.
hours, bro.
Yeah, I get in at 7. It's because we got guys like you on the East Coast, and we're in California, so I get up at 6 o'clock every day. These guys at 9,
I think I already have an appointment. I think I have an appointment set for 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? On Monday?
So we're gonna, yeah.
No, let me click Google Guarantee. Is it with Bonnie?
It was with Lorraine or something like that.
Lorraine. I got a Stephen Smith activation. Andrew Estevez. Brian Williams. I don't see
I don't
you
know.
In
you
here.
Tell me. I want
yeah.
someone that knows this shit. I don't want someone that's like,
oh, no, this is a Google Guarantee specialist. So this is a person that's going to know everything about Google Guarantee, but you start asking them about local SEO, they're going to be like, oh, I know all of it top to bottom because I got to pay attention to all these little mofos. But no, it'll be a specialist for Google Guarantee, Mike.
All right, so you tell me what time.
I got anything between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. with the exception of 3 and 4. So that 3 to 4 window's blocked out.
Let me just look real quick, brother. Let me look
yeah.
real quick.
Yeah, it's got to work for you because I don't want you to miss this call. We need at least like 45 minutes. It probably won't take that long, but I mean at least 45 minutes.
You know what? Tuesday.
You're already a client, so we already got a good idea of what kind of job
you're looking for.
And everything, you know?
You know what? Instead of Monday, I'm actually going to be away because I'm just trying to think. I actually want to be back here with Tom so he can sit on this conversation too.
Yeah.
See.
I'm going to send over a receipt for the $250 too, by the way, here in a minute.
All right. What about, I know it's kind of, can I push this till Thursday?
Jesus. All right. Yeah. But I want you to do between now and then is get those guys off the books and see what the other guys are going to do. Are they going to delete that Google Ads campaign, delete the website and everything? And then before you give him a definitive answer and you're going to cancel, if he says he's going to delete your website, give us the heads up so we can kind of copy the site and, you know what I mean? That we were talking about earlier, like mimic that site. Because I don't want him to go, hey, you're canceling me, you're not paying me anymore. Well, I'm deleting all this, it's gone.
Well, see, that's the problem. See, we already have problems. They took my phones. Well, I don't want to get into the whole thing, but they took my phones, contacted my Comcast. It's a bunch of bullshit, so we're already on bad terms now.
Okay,
so
look, I'll help you make up that ground, but just pay attention to what you're losing, right? If it's a Google Voice number, you're losing the website, you know, take note of all that stuff, because those are things I could get in there I could help you with. We already built you a website, but if you want the website to look like that one, that way you're happy with it, you feel like that one represents you properly, just have that noted down, and then that way I could get in there, and it'll feel like nothing ever happened. You just made the switch, they're out of your hair. But I don't want the company to get hit in a negative way when you leave those guys.
Well, here's the deal. Things aren't going right now. They're not going. They took my phone. They fucked everything up. So we've been going back and forth to emails. It's been bad. It's been really bad, actually.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you tell a guy, like, hey, I'm not happy with it, and then I'm going to fire you, that's when they start getting crazy, you know? I mean, that's just, I'm telling you.
What I'm saying is right now, mm-hmm. I think you should just say, hell with it, man, and yeah. Just mimic this site now. Because
okay.
I'm telling you, it's not going to go good. It's not going to go
right.
good.
All right. My site revisions. All right.
It's not going to go good. I'm telling you right now, man.
I got you. I'm going to do it right now.
So this way it'll give us time, even more time.
Yeah. All right. What time on Thursday do you want to do the interview?
But I would say the best time is, well, you guys are Californians. So you tell me what's a good time, what time you guys get in our time. You're 3 hours different. In the afternoon's the best. The mornings are crazier.
Okay. So what do you want to go, like 12 to 1 Eastern Standard, be 9 to 10 our time?
That's cool.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and I'll text you 1 hour before to give you a heads up.
Okay. I think even a little time is going to be better for everybody this way. You know what I mean? It's just, again, I'm waiting for my line to get back over here. We've been operating everything on our cell phones now, which is ridiculous. We don't have our lines at our office.
Yeah,
so,
that's crazy.
Things are really fucked up. Yeah,
bad.
I'll tell you about it all later, another time, but.
Yeah, but as of right now, we're not going to mess with Google Ads either because we don't know what's going on with that yet. But we'll get feedback there, and if you want to keep going with Google Ads, then we could set a budget there too. But I won't do anything without talking to you first, so to be continued.
Okay.
But I'm going to charge that $250. I'll send you the receipt, and then I got you on calendar for the client interview. It's going to be the 21st of August between 12 and 1 o'clock, okay?
21st. Where are we at? We're at the 15th now. Wait, hold on. Where the fuck are we? 15th.
Yeah, it's the 15th.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
21st.
Next
yep.
Thursday. Yeah. So, and then
yep.
I'm gonna send you again my direct number and extension. Share that with your partner there too. I know
right,
we got 24/7 customer service, but I know you mentioned you want to be able to touch base with me when you can or when you need it.
Right? Yeah, but like I said, do me a huge favor, man. Whoever you're gonna send me with, if it's, you know, it's got to be someone decent. If you want me to go a different time,
okay.
To get that. That you think is better, you let me know, dude.
Yeah, I'll hook you up with Ivan. I got a buddy of mine that I actually like. He works for us, but I actually hang out with him. You know, it's not a guy that's just
right, cool.
the, cog in the machine. So I'll he shoots it straight, you know. So I'll set it up.
I can understand him. He speaks clear English. I can understand him.
Yeah. He's a California guy, straight shooter though. He understands.
Cool.
He won't take offense when you start cussing at him. He's used to these close guys.
All right, cool. Well,
all right, Mike.
Here we are again, brother.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready to start the new journey, man. I was looking forward to it.
Man.
I wish it would have happened a year ago.
So am I, man. So
all good,
bro.
All good. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.